cool. I got you rounded, I want me in. How you like that, baby? You was way too busy playing yourself. Ain't nobody else won't see me coming, but I'm coming. Straight for the heart. You never see this never looking this cute. My favorite river. I get to love you.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. It is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking Geseng Bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
From Indonesia, the Culture Ministry in collaboration with Indonesia Australia Student Association in Queensland promotes Indonesian arts and culture by utilizing the Indonesian Cultural House in Australia as a cultural promotion center in Australia. This was stated by Director of Cultural Promotion of the Ministry, Undri, on Tuesday. Pesta Rakyat 2025, held by the PPIAQ in Brisbane, Australia, featured various opening performances, including Muhiba Angklung, which performed Indonesian and international songs. A number of Indonesian culinary stalls also enlivened the event, and the presence of international students strengthened the spirit of friendship and also tolerance. Through the activity, Indonesia is committed to playing an active role in cultural diplomacy. The participation of students, the community, local partners, and official Indonesian representatives in Australia, the demonstrates the synergy and strengthening Indonesia's positive image globally. This was stated by Undri that with this active participation, Indonesia's potential as a host, even as world culture capital, will grow and becomes Indonesia's face in the eyes of the world. This was very glad to know. And of course, VOI listeners, if you want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia, rri.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay updated with a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sejak saat senyumannya, jantung berdebar-debar. Inikah petanda? Namun ternyata salah. Harapanku pun musnah sejak aku melihat kau selalu dengannya. Ku harus pergi untuk melupakannya. Dalam hati berkata takkan sanggup lagi.
In Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area, so must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai for us is kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as kompiang longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called kompiang longa. Listener, Gompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Gompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Gompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Gompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, gompiang costs 1,000 rupiahs.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Jadi dirinya.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Listening to Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bangkalo Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of sate klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this sate. For one serving of sate klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Where are you going? भी पसुनामी बा ए यार बा क्या आता सोए यार क्या आता सुनामी सुनामी
सुनामी लारे
लारे ए यार क्या आता सुनामी बो बो ने क्या आता बो सुनामी सुनामी
Saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa Indonesia, air sampai setinggi pohon bako yang ada di kawasan mangrove ini, tetapi tidak sampai ke tembus ke daratan. Di sanalah fungsi luar biasa daripada hutan mangrove itu sebagai benteng dan juga penjaga garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Mangrove, or commonly known as mangrove forest, is a forest that grows above a swamp, which is located on the coastline. Mangrove forests have an important role and are very beneficial for the people around the coast and land. Mangrove forests can even become a safety belt for the mainland from the brunt of the tsunami, as stated by Wayan Konantara, head of the Segara Guna Glogor Carik Joint Business Group, Murah Rai, Bali.
Kalau fungsi daripada mangrove ini, setahu saya faktanya...
As far as I know, the function of this mangrove,
saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa Indonesia,
when there was a tsunami that hit Indonesia, especially in Aceh,
juga
of course, the impact also reached here.
Kebetulan saat itu kami
melalui at that time we went to the sea in the Tahura area, Murah Rai. At that time, it was receding, but suddenly there was a high tide. The water was also heavy.
That's
real evidence that I saw. At that time, the water was as high as the mangrove trees in this mangrove area, but it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high.
Sekitar 4 meteran. Itu kami juga kaget saat itu.
We were also surprised at that time.
Syukur puji Tuhan, kami sampaikan.
We confide to the God
bencana itu
that the disaster did not endanger the people on the mainland,
masyarakat yang di daratan,
especially in
Bali, saat itu,
at that time. That's what we
kami melihatnya,
that's where the function of the mangrove forest is.
Daripada hutan mangrove itu
as
sebagai
a food and guard,
dan
the coastline,
penjaga
the
garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as the fortress to protect land from tsunamis is also conveyed by Ayu, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN.
Tepat sekali ketika tsunami di Palu,
when tsunami in Palu,
sangat,
for example, we got very clear information
ya,
that there
ada
was no village in
Donggala
district,
there
were absolutely no casualties, and the damage was minimal,
karena,
because the impact of the tsunami was small due to the thick mangrove safety belt there. So that's one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forests is not only as coastal protection belt from waves and seabreds, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora.
Manfaat ekonomi daripada
we have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests,
di mana
where fishery resources can also be sustainable,
yang
which has an impact on the production value of the cages of fishermen in Tahura, Murah Rai area. Then secondly, it turns out that the mangrove fruit that we have here can be used for processed food,
makanan,
wings,
minuman,
and also several types of medicines.
Selain itu,
besides that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest, the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. More or less, it is an economic value, which of course together we can manage well without reducing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself.
Kelestarian daripada hutan bako itu sendiri.
Disaster risk reduction by utilizing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been revived because it provides multiple benefits, as stated by Sarifa, a researcher from BRIN.
pengurangan risiko bencana menggunakan
disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems or in international platforms called nature-based solutions is not a new approach for Indonesia. It has been abandoned in the last two decades. NBS in GDPRR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several special forums. Why is it important? Because there are three benefits, not only for humans, but also for biodiversity and also for the sustainable risk reduction itself. If we look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem for disaster risk reduction, we can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of gray infrastructure such as a track dam. It is very profitable for the surrounding community with the mangroves. The economic benefits are not only from resources but also by making ecotourism, as we see in this Tahura. So the multiple benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economically. And this mangrove, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around Tahura area, Ngurah Rai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas.
Kita mempunyai hasil penangkapan ikan yang keseharian itu
as fishermen who have locations at the high sea,
nelayan yang punya,
it is seasonal. Usually in one year it is 4 months at most.
Itu musiman.
It has seasonability.
Sedangkan kita yang mempunyai ikan bakau, itu tidak ada musimnya dan tidak ada musimnya.
We can catch fish every day.
Keseharian kita bisa menangkap kepiting bakau, udang, dan aneka ikan lainnya.
And other varieties that is easy and without operating cars in catfish and food catch of the fishermen here. So, are there any rules applied to maintain the balance of nature?
Kalau batasan jumlah ikan yang kita tangkap itu tidak ada batasannya.
There is no limit to the number of fish we catch.
Kalau kepiting itu ada ukurannya.
The crab has a size.
Yang bisa ditangkap,
the size that can be caught is 250 grams.
Yang satu ekor 250 gram yang paling rendah.
Which is the lowest. Than the other types.
Jenis
we have a size
lain,
that fits our agreement.
Jaring yang kita pakai di sini tentu
that we use to catch other fish.
Kita ada ukurannya yang sesuai
that lay eggs and we also want to catch.
Mata jaring yang kita
pakai untuk menangkap
ikan yang lain.
And catch them.
Sedangkan kalau kepiting, kalau
they must be released so that population deployment
dan juga
can be sustainable.
Akan mau menetas itu tidak boleh kita.
Mangrove conservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can prevent disasters from occurring when there is a tidal wave of seawater. According to Sariva, preserving the nature of the mangrove forest means preserving life.
Bukan hanya bicara tentang tsunami,
we are not just talking about the tsunami.
Abrasi di
we are also talking
gitu.
About
pengurangan
abrasion
dari,
on the coast.
Pantai
we have
akibat
seen
abrasi
the reduction in coastline due to abrasion on the northern coast of Java.
Hilangnya mata pencaharian,
the loss of mangroves
means
loss of livelihoods, the loss of living land because the land has to retreat because
jadi,
the seawater is eroded like that.
Dengan ekosistem,
so strengthening with ecosystem services such as mangroves or disaster risk reduction can help. For example, in the
mangrove, Jakarta, masyarakat
while
di pulau-pulau kecil
mangrove,
tetap memiliki lahan hidup yang baik
islands,
dan juga memiliki keuntungan atas seperti kegiatan wisata seperti yang saya sebutkan
sebelumnya.
Abrasi bisa ditanggulangi tapi ekonomi tetap berjalan.
Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation reduction?
Ini menarik sekali ya kalau kita bicara
this
tentang tanggung jawab. Sebenarnya idealnya
yes.
adalah tanggung jawab
if
bersama.
We talk about responsibility,
dan tanggung jawab bersama itu mulai dari tingkat
ideally, it is a shared
global,
responsibility, and shared responsibility starts from the local level to the national
inline,
and
ya.
Even
jadi,
global level, and that for success is synergism or in line, so there are not mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other. Ideally, what is the desire or potential that exists in the community is also in line with the provincial level policies, and the national level, it must be in line. Don't let the community feel nah, that satu, this has strong benefits
kuat
for them,
untuk mereka, but then tapi suddenly tiba-tiba ada kebijakan yang tidak membantu menguatkan kesadaran mereka. Sebaliknya, misalnya, pemerintah punya policy to conserve, untuk mengkonservasi, tapi kemudian masyarakat juga punya alasan, misalnya, ingin memanfaatkan, memanfaatkan kawasan itu untuk ekonomi. Jadi, harus inline.
As an environmentalist as well as the chairman of the joint business group Segara Guna Glogor Carik Ngurah Rai, Bali, what is the hope of Wayan Kona Antara?
Untuk kepada
for the community, for upstream and downstream, let's work together on how to function waste and how we do not throw garbage carelessly, which will eventually end up in this mangrove forest. So that's what we hope. Let's take care of garbage together, each of us, so that the environment can be well maintained.
Lingkungan bisa terjaga dengan baik.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. President Prabowo Subianto on Thursday officially opened an exhibition showcasing commodities, investment products, and public services of district governments across Indonesia, organized by the Indonesian District Governments Association in Tangerang, Banten. This was held on the Apakasi Otomi Expo 2025, focusing on trade, tourism, investment, and procurement, which runs through August 30, 2025. Indonesian Home Affairs Minister Tito Karnavian has instructed all local governments across the country to collaborate with the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or KADIN, to harness their potential for boosting public welfare. This was stated in his speech during the 2025 National Coordination Meeting on Regional Regulation in Kendari, Southeast Sulawesi on Wednesday, according on a statement cited here on Thursday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Kamu, kan Once upon a time, the angels did not hear. In the legend of the Tumenden, nine angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mamanua, a young farmer. Mamanua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated two worlds, a child was born. But one day, Mamanua made a mistake that forced Lumaludu to return to heaven. The angel said, should their child want to meet her, Mamanua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain, with the sun guiding their path. Lumaludung with